here we go. Best threesome ever. Episode 20. I'm Nick.
I'm Rob.
And I'm Kevin. Jesus Christ. My full name now, Kevin Jesus Christ.
After I ask everybody if they're ready, and then we start, and then Rob totally is like,
blanked out.
I was ready.
I know you
were. Oh, God. Oh, good stretch. Oh,
weekday mornings. Holy shit. Right?
This is just a bad time to record the show.
It's a horrible time. God, worst time ever.
Worst.
I mean, I haven't had enough coffee yet.
I had some PTO, and, you know.
Yeah, I'm gonna take some PTO today and take the day off.
I'm getting paid to not be at work today. So
well,
I'm fine.
I would be paid to, but hey, maybe go see Sausage Party.
No, go see it. Just don't have any expectations, and if you can, maybe be high a little.
I figured it was one of those kind of movies that it was kind of like you would go to it or watch it when you're really drunk or really fucking high.
Holy shit! Today's episode sponsored by Mind's Eye Comics.
Yeah, that too.
Sure is.
In Egan.
Hey!
I almost said Burnsville, but Egan. It's an Egan. Egan.
Should we start off with that then?
I haven't seen it yet, but yeah, go ahead.
So last night I went.
I'm not worried about spoilers either.
There isn't really anything to spoil. So I went to see Sausage Party last night with a friend of mine.
Not the porno, the actual movie.
Not the porno, the actual movie with Seth Rogen. Seth Rogen is a hot dog. I didn't know what to expect from him. I'm like, how are they going to get an hour and a half for the plot out of this goofy shit? So,
yes,
I've been struggling this entire time trying to figure out exactly how I'm going to describe this movie to someone. It is an interesting take at our culture's xenophobia and obsession with religion as a society.
Yeah, I definitely need to be high when I
see
this.
It's also food that just fucks the shit out of each other at the end. Just big ass food orgy. Like I'm like.
Oh, you mean literally like?
Literally a food orgy. They're just fucking the shit out of each other. Gay sex, lesbian sex, straight sex, but it's, you know, they're food, so you don't really know what's what anyway. The Jewish bagel is fucking the shit out of like a Palestinian pita thing. And
who is this? Written and
Seth Rogen.
Seth Rogen.
Oh, well, that explains
it. And Jonah Hill.
Yeah. Well, that explains
it. No, not Jonah Hill, his writing partner.
He was a producer.
Oh, was he?
Mm-hmm.
Oh, okay.
That makes sense.
I think he even said story by Seth Rogen and Jonah Hill and some other dude.
Yeah,
that makes sense.
It was super, and like the voices, some of the voices kind of surprised me. Like the voice of the super, like obviously kind of making fun of a bit of Woody Allen, Bagel was voiced by Edward Norton.
Oh. I like that a lot. I like that a lot.
What kind of stupid cunt parents names their kid Edward Norton? That's what the Jewish bagel said about himself. It was hilarious.
Apparently everybody's taking a cue from Deadpool.
It was,
they make fun of themselves.
Yeah. I cannot explain this movie.
Would it help if you were high to explain this movie?
Absolutely. Okay. It starts out as almost like a fun kids movie with swearing because it's like got a musical number and like that weird German Spritzen mustard.
Oh, okay.
Are actual like little Nazis and
nice.
They talk about killing the juice. The juice is like, what the fuck? There's an Indian fire water and a gay Twinkie, and it's racially insensitive yet awakening at the same time, and
not for kids.
Not even a little. Selma Hayek plays a lesbian taco.
Awesome.
I love it.
Oh my god, it was. I really cannot describe this movie. It is indescribable. It was immature.
All right,
and
let's start with a plot. How about that?
Basically, all the food is hoping to get chosen to go home with the gods, who are the humans.
Okay.
And due to one of the pieces of food, it was a honey mustard, got brought home and then brought back, and he's trying to tell everybody that everything they know is a lie. The gods are demons who just want to bring them home to destroy us and become more powerful because obviously we eat food for sustenance.
Right, right.
But obviously the humans can't see the food, can move around and talk and stuff.
Right.
So the mustard goes to jump out of the cart because he got chosen again.
Right.
And that causes a mishap, and the Seth Rogen hot dog and the Kristen Wiig bun get loose from their packaging, and so they're roaming around the grocery store trying to figure out what's going on. There is an antagonist. He's a douche.
Okay.
He's literally a douche.
Literally a douche.
Played by Nick Kroll. I'm a fucking douche. Mm. Like, he's literally like a Summer's Eve douche. With the nozzle and everything.
Oh, God.
Literally, and you're like, what is happening in my life right now? So it's them, you know, exploring the store. And then there, another hot dog who was like this, who's Seth Rogen's hot dog's best friend, is trying to get from the lady's house where everyone was getting eaten and murdered. Every time something happens, that is just a normal, like the jar of mustard crashing on the ground.
Right.
It's like this violent, visceral, like war movie, like a thing of flour falls and that creates like this explosion and people are trying to like find out where they're going, like the can of like SpaghettiOs is trying to stuff his intestines back in and stuff. Super fucked up stuff is happening in this movie.
Okay.
And so it's about the bun and the hot dog trying to get back to like their aisle, and while the douche is trying to find them because they messed up his plan of getting inside that cougar's vagina or whatever. Yeah, movie is complete nonsense, but in a completely sensical way.
Please don't tell me that the douche actually goes up into a vagina.
He does not go up into a vagina.
the look you're giving me is that he must go up into a butthole.
He goes elsewhere.
May or may not be Paul Rudd's. Anyway.
Like live action Paul Rudd's?
No. That would be fucking amazing, though. And he controls him using the scrote. But
right. Gross.
But no, so the other part of the story is the other hot dog.
Wait. We've just made the best movie ever. Ventriloquist Paul Rudd.
Exactly. So the other half of the story is this hot dog trying to get back. And so he tries to get back to the store by hitching onto this druggie and... the druggie takes bath salts, and all of a sudden he can see and understand the food. And like, there's a piece of gum who's like this Stephen Hawking like gum. He's even like a little battery powered little tiny wheelchair.
Oh, sure.
Oh my God!
This movie went places, man. I wish I had been high. I really do.
So
like I'm not a person who likes to do drugs, but God damn it, I wish I had that night.
Right.
So on a scale of not see it or pay full price,
This is one you could probably wait for Redbox or Netflix, anything like that. But if you want to see something super messed up and just want
or you're high
just,
and want
yeah if you're high and just want an experience, or if you're sober and just want an experience, I would say, because I did the $5 movie night, so I suggest doing that. Not a full price.
Yeah, don't pay full
not,
price.
Not
for it, but...
not a $13 movie. Definitely a $5 movie.
Okay. Nice.
But definitely not when you have to see in theaters. So if you wait, that's fine. But you're gonna have a lot of laughs and a lot of what the fuck fucking fuck. They swear. A lot. Like an obscene amount that's almost to the point of unnecessary.
More than a Quentin Tarantino movie?
Like fucking shit titty dicks, that kind of stuff.
Fucking shit titty dicks.
Is that a line from the film?
No,
almost. I think so, actually.
Almost, yeah.
You're
paraphrasing just a little.
But only a little.
Fucking shit titty dicks.
Fucking shit titty dicks.
No.
That's the word of the day.
Shit.
Is that one word or is it multiple? Anyways.
It's all one word.
Fucking shit, and then titty dicks is a hyphenated.
Okay.
Either hyphenated or compound.
Can we hyphenate the whole thing so then it's like one long?
Fucking shit titty dicks?
We could possibly hyphenate like it to two. Fucking shit and then titty dicks.
Okay. The poetry of it sounds really... Actually, the poetry of it sounds better that way. Fucking shit, titty dicks.
Yeah, you gotta use the right rhythmic devices, otherwise it just doesn't make sense.
The right iambic...
The rhythm is right, yeah.
The right iambic timbre, whatever type... What's that called?
Iambic pentameter.
That's it. Big words in the morning, not the word
you
for night.
You cretin.
Whatever.
I thought you were some sort of theater nerd. I'm
I
really
am.
Confused.
It's also 10 o'clock in the morning. I woke up like an hour ago.
At 10 o'clock in the morning, I can still say iambic pentameter.
I can't say Mila Jovovich, though.
Speaking of which,
there's another Jovovich film?
There's supposedly the last Resident Evil movie, and this one looks kind of baller. It's very post-apocalyptic monster movie kind of a thing instead of a zombie movie.
There
but
is,
it looks
yep.
It looks kind of fun.
Yeah.
She goes back to the original Raccoon City, and the little girl's there is back, and they're doing that laser room again because ideas are gone.
Yeah, because originality.
That seems fair. Yeah,
yeah. I saw the brief trailer for it. Yeah, it looks better than the past couple have.
And I actually have not seen the most recent. I believe one.
Don't. I would just say don't.
But this is the one. Isn't that the one that has Leon Kennedy in it?
Yeah.
So I kind of have to, because he's my bro.
Right, but this is...
Like, I just found out that Resident Evil 4 is on Xbox in a hyper remastered edition. I will buy the fucking fuck out of that. I love Leon Kennedy.
But the last one was filmed, I think, specifically because that's when the 3D movies were coming big. And so it's filmed...
Thank God that trend has mostly gone away.
The one before that was Afterlife. Was it the deserty one?
No.
That had Claire Redfield in it?
That one was too, but then the next one after that I felt was also for that.
Oh, because she was throwing knives at the screen non-fucking-stop. Yeah, I get that.
And then,
but the deserty one, that one...
I like that one.
That one actually was probably one of the most immersive 3D experiences of my life.
Really?
Yeah.
It
was very 3D.
What was that? The pre-Alien movie. That was, for me, the most... And I hate 3D movies.
Avatar?
No, the Alien movie that they...
Prometheus.
Prometheus, yes. I was thinking of The Critic.
I didn't see that until it was on DVD.
It was really awesome in 3D. The scene where they have like the
tits 3D. Are really awesome in 3D.
Yeah, right. But anyways, the fourth one, I just to say that it felt like, since it was made for that 3D experience, that when you watch it on like a 2D regular screen, even a large screen, I just felt that it just looks so animated.
That's why I still can't watch Avatar. I have not really watched it since it was in theaters.
I hear you, but I can still watch it. It has to be high def TV. But yeah, the new Resident Evil does kind of look interesting. I'm a big Resident Evil fan, obviously, zombies, and it was one of the first scary video games that I played. Yeah, I couldn't play it at night after a while, because the very, very first one.
For me, that was Silent Hill 2.
Yeah?
Silent Hill 1 was meh. I mean, the graphics were what they are, so, but Silent Hill 2, that game messed me up, man.
Doom.
Oh yeah!
Really?
Yeah.
Because stuff pops. That was
like the first video game to really incorporate jump scares.
I suppose.
Because like you would unlock shit and the door would open up behind you and there would be an imp trying to claw your fucking face off.
Right. It was just fucking terrifying. Look, I don't do well with jump scares though. No. Like I am not good at those.
No.
I can do Saw. I can do
We should do. We should take him to the haunted mansion at the State Fair.
Oh, no, that actually doesn't bother me even remotely because you can see them. I'm so bored.
Oh, yeah, it's pretty boring. Yeah.
You know what I don't like about those? The fact that I can't see anything. I don't like not knowing where I'm going.
It's kind of lit.
But
it's a little bit more lit now because of, people complaining and shit. I've
tripped and fallen more than a couple of times, and that's scarier to me than the people trying to jump out and scare me.
I remember one time I went with this ex-girlfriend of mine, and we went in, and she is a total, like, you could literally sneak up behind her. She could see you coming. You could, like, grab her waist or something, and she'd get scared. So walking into the,
I would be such
instantly
a dick.
Walking into the haunted house at the state fair, she's instantly like jumping already. I'm like, I will point out to you where the people are, like the people that are going to jump out. We would be walking through this thing, and she was like jumping like a kangaroo the entire time right in front of me. And I'm like, okay, there's somebody right there, and I'm like point to them. I'm like, they're going to jump out at you, and we're like 4 feet away. Walking up, clearly see him. I'm still like right there. They're gonna jump out, and then they would jump out, and she would still get scared. It was kind of hilarious and adorable at the same time.
An ex of mine, I scared into the fetal position once, and I felt kind of bad for it, but at the same time, it was hilarious. So
yeah.
She was coming out of the bathroom. I was just on the other side of the door. I went, ah! And then she was literally in the fetal position crying. I'm like, I should feel bad, and I do, but also
hashtag sorry, not so sorry.
Sorry, Erica, but not really.
Speaking of movies, I kind of was thinking about this after our last podcast with like the whole Jared Leto Joker, and I was
yes, you have opinions that
I was thinking we, because obviously I listen to the podcast over and over and over again when I'm editing it, and also I listen to it just afterwards just to hear the final product. But just thinking about, we didn't necessarily hate him, but we didn't necessarily like him. I mean, we didn't think he did a horrible job, but. So I started thinking about that, and I started thinking about all the past Jokers. With the exception of Cesar Romero, who he didn't really have any prosthetics on, but his makeup was still in a smiley face. But Jack Nicholson, Heath Ledger, any other incarnation of the Joker has some sort of
prosthetic or some sort of makeup job
to
on
look
his,
like
to
yeah.
give him that smile,
that constant smile. Where Jared Leto is clearly just, you know, white faced, red lipstick, green hair. And do you think part of it was
he's already a creepy looking son of a bitch,
right? But that he that maybe it could have done more had he had more done to him, more prosthetics, more something, because this is the first time we've seen Joker with just kind of a plain face and tattoos. And, I mean, you see him in any video game or anything else, he's got the smile, he's got whatever. I mean, I was just wondering if maybe that was part of it.
See, and had they done that, made the smile more predominant, then that grill would have been more predominant, and it's then true. I might have been more annoyed. So it's hard to say.
Right. Rob, any thoughts?
Who can't get off his phone for two fucking seconds?
I really can't, but then again, I'm looking at pictures of
I know, it's a weekday morning. We're cutting into your fap time. We get it.
Right. Well, I mean, there are pictures of Ariel Winter doing a movie called Dog Years in which she's super tattooed up, and it's
awesome.
That sounds phenomenal.
Well, no, you want me to do the show, so I'll do the show here. as Kevin checks his phone. Look, a simple cosmetic adjustment would not have helped Jared Leto.
It was everything that was wrong with him. Like, as annoying as the tattoos and the grill and stuff were, everything that was wrong with it was performance.
Yeah.
And that's why I'm looking forward to seeing the director's cut or uncut or unrated or whatever bullshit catchphrase we'll use for the extended version.
To see the scenes that were
when
cut
it comes
out
on DVD. Because I want to know what got cut. Because apparently a lot of it was
a
really
lot of
fucking
it.
Good.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Very violent. So, but anything to...
I just...
You don't think it wouldn't have helped?
No.
Oh, my God. That'll do.
apparently he's...
God bless America.
Kevin quickly got distracted.
Yep.
So then that leads me to this question. Who would be your ideal character or ideal actor to play the Joker?
Ariel Winter.
God damn it. No.
The little, no. In a couple of years, the kid from Gotham.
The kid
who's playing the Joker now, or
well, who was not the Joker, but the Joker in
right,
Gotham.
Right.
He played not Joker,
right?
But his everything from his facial expressions to his laugh to his goofy 1 second and a homicidal maniac the next was spot on, very Jokery. He actually was very very impressive, and I would honestly like to see him play the part. Couple of years down the line when he's just a little bit older.
What about you, Nick?
I have two. My absolute favorite would be William Dafoe.
Okay.
I think he would fucking kill it. And I think he would, because he could... He
would be a fun, age-appropriate Joker for Batfleck.
Yeah.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah. Good point. Yeah. And then the other one is... I'm going to mispronounce his name, because I always do, but he's kind of a lesser-known actor.
Wait. Oh, Brad Dourif.
Yeah, Brad Dourif. I think he would make an excellent Joker.
He was Wormtongue.
Yeah.
In the Two Towers.
Oh,
yeah.
He's got a lot of like parts in movies, and he never like has a lead role, but yeah.
Again, another good age-appropriate
He was also in Dune.
Joker for Batfleck.
He was gross as fuck in that movie, too. God
but that's
bless
what I
his
mean.
Heart.
But, like, you think of some of the characters he played, and he could probably do a crazy... I guess I feel that
what
those...
What else did I just see him in? It's going to bug me now.
I just feel that those two could do a good, controlled insanity without going over the top. And I plus, William Dafoe wouldn't need much makeup. He could...
That's...
He could literally probably do white
true.
Face and red clown makeup, and he'd be fine, because it's William Dafoe, and he's wrinkly as fuck.
Yeah.
And he's already scary looking. Maybe a little scary looking. Maybe a little mascara under the eyes or something. A little a la Heath Ledger. Or if you put Heath Ledger's makeup on William Dafoe, that would be really fucking scary.
Oh, I love it. Oh, I love it so much.
It'd give kids nightmares. I'm just saying.
I'm okay with that. Because the Joker should give kids nightmares from time to time.
But he's also got that range of voice, too, where he can go real low and go real high.
Oh, yeah.
You know, a la kind of like Mark Hamill does when he does the voice of Joker. How about you?
Oh,
Rob. You being Rob.
Me being Rob.
People can't see where I'm looking.
Right. God, I don't...
Agents of S.H.I.E.L.D., that's what it was. That's why I just saw him in.
You know, I don't... What? What did you see him in?
Agents of S.H.I.E.L.D.
Oh, okay. Oh, he was on a couple episodes of S.H.I.E.L.D.?
Mm-hmm.
Nice. Interesting.
Very early Agents of S.H.I.E.L.D., and that's where I am right now, so...
Oh, okay. Oh, I'd have to go back and look at it then. Sorry, Joker. Who would be my ideal candidate to play Joker?
Yeah.
Already been done.
Who?
Well, it really depends on what we're talking about. Like, are we talking super awesome, campy, goofball Joker? Because then it's...
Whatever your ideal Joker would be.
Ideally...
But Cesar Romero's dead.
Cesar Romero's dead. My ideal Joker... Is? Yeah.
When?
You had me for like half a second. The cherubic face that makes
Kevin,
you look innocent.
Santa Claus is also not real.
Yeah, fuck Santa Claus.
The Easter Bunny is not real.
No, my ideal perfect Joker is already come and gone. It's either Heath Ledger or Cesar Romero, depending on which Joker we're playing.
Right.
And if it's animated, it's Mark Hamill.
Fair enough.
I think that's my big problem with Jared Leto is that he's not Heath Ledger, or he's not Caesar, or he's not Mark Hamill.
I am among the crowd who gets easily frustrated with people who refuse to move on from people who have played parts, even if it was perfect. You gotta give someone new the chance.
And here's the thing, I don't mean to interrupt, but I mean. I gave Jared Leto the chance, but it's just
And then Jared Leto, obviously, I'm not referring to him. He didn't do it for me.
No, my problem with Jared Leto was that I kept his performance invoked comparison.
Yeah, it did.
It really did, and that's
absolutely did.
It invoked comparison to Mark Hamill and Heath Ledger.
And I'm not arguing with that. I agree 100% with that. I just mean like,
but in general,
for somebody new, like
right,
Liam Dafoe or somebody, yeah,
yeah,
and. I don't know. I will leave it up to someone smarter and savvier than me to figure out who the hell the next big Joker is, because...
Like me, I get that.
Right.
Right. No. Somebody, the bad versus his world, so...
Right. But I mean, someone other than me, because I was so in love with Heath Ledger's portrayal, and there's such a nostalgia factor when I talk about Cesar Romero... Mark Hamill, of course, amazing. Hands down, in my opinion, they could put him on screen and do it. And that would be an interesting age-appropriate Batfleck Joker.
Like, if they just showed, like if they did somehow tack this Joker to be, like, if they went for the three Jokers story okay, arc sure. of Batman
right. yeah.
and had this Joker talking to another Joker and then just had the silhouette of crazy hair and then you just hear Mark Hamill's voice and then right. cut... I would literally just ejaculate right there in the theater. Like, oh, God! What happened? Woo! Anybody got a cigarette?
You just...
It's amazing.
Yeah, he just Ric Flair'd all of that.
Woo!
Now every time I hear Ric Flair do that, I'm just going to think of Kevin
ejaculating. You are welcome. JD, I know you were faking it because you didn't end it with bombs away. How can I forget my hit move? But if we're done with the Joker, I do actually have a slight segue.
Oh,
sure.
So speaking of new actors as familiar characters, we have a new Mary Jane Watson.
We do.
And people
is it confirmed at this point?
Yeah, she is. Mary yes. Jane the fuck Watson.
Yep, she is.
Because they're still, as far as I knew, the studio execs are still saying it's Michelle or something. I mean, show me something that says,
I believe
even if it's just unnamed sources, but
confirmed,
Sony studio exec,
I believe it was confirmed
Marvel studio exec.
I believe it was confirmed last week.
NBC News, 2 days ago, Zendaya will play Mary Jane in newest Spider-Man.
Okay, but that's just a headline. That's jumping on the bandwagon of all of that.
I suppose, but it probably came from the Associated Press, though. I mean, that's where most of them get their
right. My issue is that so many people are jumping on board the hate train for Zendaya. That
it's unfortunate.
It is unfortunate, and nobody's confirmed it yet.
But nobody's not saying no.
Like. Yeah,
the studio's not coming out.
It was reported last week that Disney Channel actress will actually be playing Mary Jane Watson, and Stan Lee has weighed in on it.
And Stan Lee, your opinion matters more than everyone else's to me. Tell me, Stan Lee, tell me.
He has heard full confidence.
Oh, nice.
This is with the Spider-Man.
And I could not be happier about this. She is fucking adorable.
She is.
Also, Google her as a redhead, and you're like, okay, yeah, I'm in. I'm sold.
I'm in.
She is so cute.
And this is with the new Spider-Man with...
Spider-Man Homecoming, yeah, with right. Tom Holland.
Okay, the guy...
And Robert Downey Jr. Yeah, and she's... And Marissa Tomei.
And she's kind of spunky and everything Mary Jane should be, so...
I know in the comic book they made Spider-Man a young African-American teen, so I was wondering if they were going to
That's Miles Morales, though.
He's Blaxican.
Puerto Rican, I think.
Yeah.
No. He's a mix.
For the last
but
time,
either way,
Turk, I'm Dominican.
All right, so new Mary Jane, which I think she'll nail it. I think she'll do just fine.
Mm-hmm.
I think it'll be...
I'm excited about it.
I think Peter's
going to nail it.
Thank you.
But it's also pretty common knowledge that I have jungle fever, so...
all right, so let's remove your bias for a minute.
Woo!
Kind of weird, because she's...
But no, and like I've never, ever had any issue with changing male characters to female, white to black. And I did get in an argument with a friend of ours, Graham. Sorry, we forgot to talk about you on the last podcast. Sorry, he made note.
He did make note. He did make note.
Really? Yes. Really, Graham?
And he and I, of course...
No, I don't even feel bad about thinking you're an idiot for disliking Zendaya. Suck a dick.
He and I got into an argument about it, as we always do, because he is afraid of change for the sake of change.
Wow, like, I just told him to suck a dick. You're selling him way down the river.
When it comes to comic books, I don't mean like socially. Just when it comes to comic books, he thinks once the character is written as such, they should stay as such. Yet selfishly, he had no problem with Dick Grayson becoming the Batman for a while. Nightwing, of course, being his favorite DC character. Everyone, as I tell you his life story.
Yeah,
but no, he and I got into a little bit of an argument,
Why don't you just release all of his? He peed in his bed when he was
his
9.
Social security number. But no, I use the same argument with him as I did on the ABC Facebook thing that talked about just racists galore.
Of course, because the internet.
Guys, would you chill? Just chill the fuck out. So I use the chocolate covered raisin argument.
Uh-huh.
And that is, and it's this old I think Tumblr post, and I'll see if I can find it. We can link it. But it basically says, okay, take a young black child and a young white child, give them each a bowl, and in the bowl you're gonna put a chocolate covered raisin for each character of their skin color. So for each black character who's black, you put one in the little black boys, and for each character who's white, you put one in the old white boys or girl or whatever. And so after this, very quickly, the white child's bowl is going to be overflowing with these chocolate covered raisins, whereas the black boy barely scraping the bottom. Now this is an argument to, well, why is it okay to change white characters to black but not black characters to white? So imagine taking a few raisins out of the white boy's bowl and putting them in the black boy's bowl. The white boy is not going to notice, but the black boy will sure as hell appreciate it. Now, if you take what little the black boy has and take a few out of his and put them in the black boy's, the blackhead's going to notice, and yeah. It's not fair to him. So that is why it is okay to change a white character to black, but not a black character white, because there are 50 million other fucking ones to choose from, so maybe share the wealth a little bit, you selfish assholes. Hi, I'm Kevin.
And I think the change is good, because I feel that it's more especially in New York fucking city, it's a more accurate representation of America, especially New York City.
Absolutely.
And kind of
especially
like,
Queens, actually.
For real.
Right?
It's 2016, not 1968, when Queens was...
And it's kind of like with the Olympic team this year, just real quickly. Yeah. I felt that and not that I've ever had any problem with any other American U.S. team for the Olympics, but I finally felt that the U.S. team this year in the Olympics actually represented the United States as the United States. Like, there were so many ethnic diversities within the United States team that it was awesome. It was not like a predominantly white team or whatever. I mean,
it wasn't the Michael Phelps Hour starring Michael Phelps and every other lily white Olympian.
Right. And like, just look at the women's gymnastics team. You have five females, all of them different ethnic backgrounds. And yeah. It was amazing. And we have the fencer.
We had a single white gymnast this year?
We did. Madison.
Oh.
She was pale white.
That is a white name, yep.
She was pale.
Can confirm.
Blonde.
Super suburban.
Blonde, very blonde and very pale.
Can confirm, super Aryan. All right.
But then you had, you know, we had...
Gabby.
Gabby and Biles and...
I would like to help your
Allie Reichman.
Yeah.
But I would also like to help, but I'm too busy looking at pictures of Zendaya.
I'd like to help your cause, but I didn't watch the Olympics. I don't care.
I don't really watch.
The sports ball doesn't interest me.
It really doesn't for me either, except for, like, women's beach volleyball. And not because of their skimpy outfits, because of the American team was really good, although they got fucking creamed by Brazil. But
you can't say it's not the outfits.
But if you... Right. There was an article recently about that, and Kerry Walsh defended those outfits, saying it's not about... It's not about we're trying to be sexy. It's like, those are the most comfortable outfits to play in. Because... Yeah. She goes, yeah, the rules changed where before it was required, and now they changed the rules where girls could wear like a sleeveless shirt or like shorts.
I think Germany still enforces it, though.
Right, but most of them didn't, because they it's about comfort, and when they play, that's what they wear. So
yeah, and did you
and
see
Kerry Walsh's
the girl in the hijab?
Yeah.
I would be worried that thing would fly down around my eyes, but otherwise, yeah. Who gives a shit?
I really hope she had that sucker taped down like a...
Right?
Just,
are you talking about the fencer or the
volleyball beach, player?
The volleyball player who wore the hijab.
Right.
Yeah.
Oh, she's so cute. I'm still on Zendaya.
Oh,
yeah.
Okay.
I'm developing a major crush.
He's falling in love. Major crush. Yeah. But anyways, going back to the whole thing, that I feel that changing characters, like Kevin was saying... we have to be more representative of America, especially if the movie's going to take place in America, because you can't just have an all white cast, because that's not.
No,
America.
Yeah, it doesn't work that way.
It doesn't.
Every time you say especially instead of especially, I die a little.
I know. I'm sorry.
Could you
especially?
Could you specifically point to where the specific ocean is?
Right on your fucking forehead.
No, that's a red dot. Wait a minute.
wait a second. But that going into other characters of the DC Marvel universe, we were going to talk about. Quick about clowns.
What
they're remaking?
I knew exactly where he was going with
Kevin.
That. You're welcome.
This is right where we were going. Stage partners, not
partners, not partners. We live together, not living together.
But they're remaking it, so I'm probably
a very lovely couple.
I'm probably not going to watch it, because it'll probably scare the shit out of me, because the first one did.
I didn't care about it the first time or the second time.
The first one scared the shit out of me, made me hate clowns even more.
Yeah.
And Tim Curry as a clown. Tim Curry would make a good Joker as well, like younger Tim Curry. Skinny Tim Curry.
Like, yeah, young, skinny
Tim
Curry.
Not
fat now,
Tim Curry, yeah.
Rocky Horror era Tim Curry?
Clue, Legend era, yeah.
Oh, okay.
So, like, the 80s?
Yeah.
Oh, speaking of Clue.
They're redoing Clue.
What the fuck? I'm sorry, we'll get into this in a little bit later. Actually, I'm going to digress. We're going to go back to the cartoons first, and then we'll get back to Clue.
The nostalgia obsession is strong with this generation.
Right.
Which, for the most part, I don't mind. This is, you know, do stuff that should be redone, not
right.
stuff that was perfect the first time
around. But I mean, okay, so think about it. In the last 5 years, give me one movie that was an original concept that particularly successful. I can name one. Pacific Rim.
What?
Pacific Rim.
It wasn't, like, successful. I don't know if it was.
Pretty successful.
Yeah, this is fairly
it
successful.
They made some ducks.
It's getting a sequel.
A lot of movies get sequels.
Well, yeah, I mean, I
successful,
know that doesn't make...
Let me rephrase. Successful in terms of money it made, or successful in terms of, like, popularity, or, like, for instance, like, Clue...
I think...
Birdman,
oh, yeah. Birdman was very good.
I mean, I'm thinking specifically of,
Zach Galifianakis was amazing in that movie.
I'm specifically thinking of more, like, tentpole fandom films.
Okay, so you're talking about amongst...
Amongst
a
the
cult classic type movie.
Well, amongst the blockbusters. Like, our summer blockbusters for the past almost 10 years now.
Have been based off of comic books, remakes, books.
And reboots. And while I don't really have a problem with that, I get excited for every new comic book movie that comes out, because fucking finally. I mean, I don't care if people are sick of it already. Fuck you, I had to spend... I and my people had to spend the majority of 60 years waiting for you fuckers to get it. But that said, I have a, we don't get original stories anymore.
Unless it comes from, like, Pixar.
Unless it comes from, like, Pixar. Yeah, like, Inside Out.
Inside Out.
Oh, great.
Phenomenal film. Amazing movie. Bing Bong killed a guy, goddammit.
Bing Bong did kill a guy.
Tropic Thunder.
Sorry. That was a few years ago, though.
It was a few
years ago. Yeah, that was, yeah. But I'm thinking of, like, the only one I can think of, like, a tentpole film, like a franchise-worthy film. Pacific Rim.
I just didn't think it was that. Well,
I don't think Tropic Thunder should ever be a franchise, mind you.
I don't either, and I don't think Pacific Rim should be either. Only because I didn't enjoy the movie. I thought it was kind of It reminded me of a lot of the 80s movies that I used to watch as a kid. With like, because I'm a huge, I love big huge robot type things because I grew up on Robotech and Voltron and all that, and I'm all for that. I just felt that Pacific Rim was just kind of. I'm not going to say it was bad as Battleship, but
Battleship was horseshit. Something we need to get to.
We will. But I want to before we digress.
Battleship was like my favorite movie.
Are you being serious?
Because not even a little. Come on, Nick.
That's just, I was like,
get your head in the game.
I was, but Pacific Rim to me was this kind of. It just was too. I don't want to say formulaic, but it was too predictable. Maybe it wasn't any. To me, it wasn't an original idea.
Really?
Because big robot movies. They've had those for years. They've had things like that. They've had big battle Rock'em Sock'em robots. I'm not talking about Transformers, but back in the 80s, they had those. I can't think of the specific...
Well, the movie was very heavily based on ideas like Escaflowne and Gundam. And,
thoroughly influenced by Gundam.
But more specifically, Escaflowne there is a...
What's the other one? Big Hero... Not Big Hero 6, that's not what I'm thinking of. I'm thinking of a different one. I'm thinking of a Japanese anime that had the word hero in it. I'm going to keep talking until I fucking figure it out because it's going to bother the shit out of me.
There it is.
And seriously, I do not know what the fuck the name of this show was, but it had like this little guy, and he was in like a truck, and Megas XLS!
Got it!
Whoa. That was very sudden and violent. But it reminds me of a movie...
It took me forever to find it! Shut up!
One of my...
Oh, and Big O.
One of my
is Big O. Here, I thought you were going to go for Evangelion, but I thought you were holding out for Evangelion. I was just going to lord it over you for a little while.
It reminds me of one of my more favorite movies.
How can you forget about Evangelion? It has given us some of the best cosplays of all time, and I'm not talking about the mech suits.
No,
I'm talking about the drivers.
Yeah,
and painted on latex.
I know what you're talking about.
God bless Japan, America.
Right, it's wonderful.
It reminds me.
So, anyways, Kevin,
if you're listening, hi Joe.
I'm sorry, Nick. Go ahead.
Okay.
Are you done?
To be fair, the only time I did it on purpose was that last time.
I know. No, finally found the name of the movie. It gave me time to find the name of the movie I wanted to talk about.
Cool.
Robot Jocks was a 1989 movie that I loved growing up. It's his Rock'em Sock'em. Nobody's probably ever heard of it. It's totally... Or like Cyborg.
Spell that, please.
Robot. Oh, Jocks. Spelled with an X and everything. Yep. That's so 80s. My God, look at that.
Yeah.
Oh, this looks horrible. I want to watch it.
It is horrible. It is the worst. It is probably the worst movie you will ever see.
Oh, this. It's like, it's literally Rock'em Sock'em Robots.
Literally.
Yep. Or if you're a fan of Space Quest, as I am, yes. Nuke'em Duke'em Robots.
Yep. Yep. Nuke'em exactly.
Make a Space Quest movie.
Oh, yeah.
I want a live action Adventures of Roger Wilco.
But not a remake of Thunderbirds? What was a crappy the puppet movie that they remade in a few years ago? I want to say Thunderbirds
Argo.
Is it Thunderbirds?
Thunderbirds Argo. Yeah, yeah, that's the name of the show.
Yeah, but they remade the movie. It was horrible. I feel bad for Bill Paxton who was in that movie. But I wanted to say that going back to kind of the comic book thing before we got into the nostalgia of games and stuff was so Adam West.
Adam West.
How do we feel about them doing an animated Batman?
Love it.
Do you want campy 60s?
Yes.
It just in my mouth.
But, see, then then I think of like the current Batman movies, the animated ones, the violent ones, and whatnot. And then I think of Adam West's voice in it. And I just go, huh.
But I think they're going to go for campy. I think it's going to be campy.
They're specifically going to go for the feel of the
every single device is going to have the word bat before it.
Yeah.
I can dig that.
Like the bat dick puncher, that kind of thing.
At the end of the trailer, like the little stinger at the very end of the current trailer, there's a moment where, you know, Robin goes, Batman, let's go. Wait, Robin. It's too dangerous. Jaywalking is very dangerous.
Yeah,
quickly, Robin, to the sidewalk.
Yeah, the
to the crosswalk.
That's awesome. How to be an excellent citizen? Moral bullshit. Like like in the old Batman series, one thing that's always stuck with me is this guy wanted to give Batman like a free ticket to something, and he's like, "No, it is my job as a citizen of these United States to pay for my ticket and stimulate the economy or something like
that."
Yeah,
it just super campy moral
some kind of
bullshit.
Anti-communist-y.
And it was great.
And it was amazing.
It's amazing to watch it as an adult now, and you go, how stupid was that? It's wonderful, but it's wonderful. Oh God, if they could have done this 20 years earlier, I would have been happier. Because then we'd still have Cesar Romero.
Maybe they can get. Maybe they can get Mark Hamill to voice a Joker.
No, Mark Hamill can voice any Joker. But the one that looks like Cesar Romero.
I have to agree. I can't.
Yeah.
Mark Hamill can't.
Then who are they going to get to do it if Cesar Romero's
probably
dead?
A Cesar Romero sound-alike, which I'm okay with.
Or maybe they'll just cut
out
Cesar Romero lines from the original. Oh,
that would be great. Also, I would really, really enjoy that if the animation of the Joker, with the animation of the Joker, that the Joker has the animated mustache. I want it so bad.
Be better.
If it doesn't, I will be thoroughly, thoroughly upset.
I think a lot of people would be thoroughly, thoroughly upset if he didn't.
Yeah.
I mean,
like, if they're gonna do it, they need to do it.
Yeah, I'm glad that they're getting Julie Newmar back to play Catwoman. That's awesome. And Burt Ward and Adam West.
Tu Wong Fu. Thanks for having Julie Newmar.
God bless Adam West and Burt Ward being able to, you know.
Just accept,
carry the torch.
What gave them
fame, but but more than that, carry the torch for all of us who have been fans for years. I mean, I'm in love with the 1966 Batman TV movie. I thought that thing was amazing. It's this beautiful piece of it's a beautiful morality play wrapped up in campy, delicious goodness. It's wonderful.
Awesome.
Like, it has weird moments of pathos, like when Lee Merriweather's mask comes off and you find out that Miss Kitka has been Catwoman the whole fucking movie, and you knew, and the audience knew, Batman didn't know, and it's just really depressing, and it's just sad to look at his face like that.
It's kind of like this animated series was what they used for the opening of the original TV show, because it was kind of animated, and... Yeah,
but but... It looks better.
Well, of course it does. It's not the 60s.
Well, yeah. I'm not saying that art has gotten better since the 60s. In some cases, that's absolutely not true. But in the case of comic books, we've learned how to properly draw faces, which is interesting.
Right.
Well, I mean, not...
Yeah, no, no, I
gotcha. No.
Make them more real... give them more realism than, you know...
Printing's a little different, and you can use more than 5 colors, and...
Yeah. It's no longer newspaper stock that we're...
Which I still, to the even though the movie is kind of horseshit, Dick Tracy I still find is amazing that they only did that movie in 5 colors. Like the original comic books.
Oh, yeah. That's right. I forgot that's true.
Like I said, the movie to me was just is horseshit, but I thought it
really?
Was... Well, I'm not like horseshit, but like I'm just like, I didn't really... It could have been better.
I really like that movie. I think Dick Tracy with Warren Beatty is delightful.
Maybe it was just Warren Beatty I didn't like. I don't know.
It was Madonna.
For me it was Madonna.
It was fucking no face. So, sorry, spoilers.
Oh.
But Al Pacino, but Al Pacino and Dustin Hoffman. Great.
Brilliant.
Yes.
Loved. Oh, God, that was wonderful.
Yeah.
Also, Al Pacino and Dustin Hoffman should do work together more often. I want a film where Dustin Hoffman, Robert De Niro, and Al Pacino all work together.
And we'll call it, wait, which one's which?
Yes! Yes, we will!
Though, going just very briefly back to original movies that will be big and possibly have a franchise, I'm still waiting for that Backstreet Boys NSYNC Western zombie movie to come out because that one's going to be big.
No, it's not. It's going to be like Sharknado big, probably.
God, I hope so. It's all I want.
I wish I had a cricket noise right there.
Oh, it's going to be terrible. I can't wait.
All right. So, Adam, new Batman cartoon we all are excited for.
Yeah. God, I want it. Yes, please.
Okay. So, like the ADH children that we are, we'll go back to the Clue remake and all that stuff because that kind of...
No, please.
Well, no. I don't want it either because it sounds horrible and it sounds horseshit and they don't need to remake it. And they're like, but it was so big. And I think with the studio
that's the thing. Has it forgotten. Wasn't big.
It was not. It was a box office. Yeah, it was a box office flop and didn't become popular until it became a cult classic.
No, until we got VHS where you got to see all three endings.
Yes, and yeah.
Unlike in theaters where they gave some movies one ending, some movies another ending, just like the game Clue. And I get it. That's fucking funny.
But to me, the movie has seen all.
You have to tell people that that's a thing. So, plus, if they had told people, they would have kept going back to the fucking theater.
They would. They could have milked so much profit out of that. But idiots be idiots.
There are four endings to the film,
right?
And there's only three, of course.
Right, right. And then so you're always going back to.
So you're always going back to see if you get that fourth ending.
Right, but to me, like you said, because I didn't see it until it came out on VHS. But to me, the movie's always been. It could have happened like this, or could have been the way it happened, or it could have happened like this. That's always been the movie to me. It's always had the three endings.
It's always had the three. Yeah, well, because you didn't see it in theaters.
No, because I didn't see it in theaters. No, but
of course not. You were.
But yeah, and
old
I think
enough,
that's
probably.
What the. I was old enough, probably. It was 80.
She's 82, 83,
84.
Kevin, your computer's up.
Perhaps.
When did Clue come out?
I want to say 80. I'm going to guess 83.
82. 81, 82.
85.
80, wow.
Way off. That's like Back to the Future old.
Hmm.
But it was.
It's not like Back to the Future old. It is Back to the Future old.
So I'm trying to keep with the cool lingo of bad English.
Yet both had Christopher Lloyd.
Oh. Yeah.
Busy boy that year.
Yeah, yes, he
good
was.
Good for him, though.
Good for him. Yeah. But like the whole cast of Clue is amazing. A lot of big names.
Oh, yeah.
It just, yeah. Anyways, but...
P.S. Also that year, in 1985, the movie Silverado. Silverado, anyone? Silverado? No.
Sounds familiar.
Fuck you guys.
Canyonero.
Kind of. It's actually a Western.
So we all agree that they should not remake Clue because... They're going to fuck it up. It's not going to be good.
Oh, God, yeah.
Apparently, they want to do it an international one, and I'm like, how do you... The whole point is it's supposed to take place in a... Anyways.
It's supposed to take in one place... It's supposed to take place in one space.
And you can't beat... You can't beat the comedy stylings that all those actors brought to that movie.
It's really hard. You've got Madeline Kahn, one of the greatest female comedians... Ever given to this world.
Yeah.
On top of that, you've got Tim Curry with amazing dry wit. I love him so much in that movie. It's just amazing. It's wonderful. And here's the thing. The other two... I'm trying to remember. There's Christopher Lloyd, who was great. Mm-hmm. But also... What's his name from Spinal Tap? Not Harry Shearer, not Christopher Guest, the other one.
Michael McKean.
Michael McKean, thank you. Are you looking at the cast list right now?
No, I just see he's. I love that actor.
Oh, yeah.
I'm actually trying to find out about Madeline the Candyland movie I keep hearing might be a thing.
Michael McKean.
That Adam Sandler wants to make.
Martin Mull.
Martin Mull as well, by the way.
Leslie Ann Warren.
Yep. And, Madeline Kahn and who's the other?
Elaine Brennan and is Mrs.
Yes,
Peacock.
Yes, Elaine Brennan, who's amazing.
What was Michael McKean the bad guy in? Why am I blanking?
Mrs. Peacock? Mrs. White.
Michael McKean was a bad guy in?
Michael McKean was a bad guy in a movie?
Yeah.
Planes, Trains, and Automobiles?
No, but...
Like an old movie. He was like the...
There's a lot. I can't.
Was it a drama or was it...
No, it was like, I don't want to say it was a kid's movie, but it might have been a kid's movie. Hold on, give me a moment.
Might have been. But yeah.
Seems reasonable. But yeah, no, Clue should not be remade. It's not a movie that needs a remake.
Oh, apparently he was also the voice of Dr. Bartholomew Wolper in the Dark Knight Returns Part 1 and 2.
Yep.
Oh, okay. Yeah, yeah, Joker's the animated.
Yeah.
I'm not saying yet because I'm looking at his thing as well.
Clue is not a movie that needs to be remade. It's perfect as is. Leave it alone. Do a re-release of the original film because, frankly, I think if you approach it like what it is, a period style
right.
comedy of manners,
yeah,
and comedy of errors, it's. Kids will get that. Kids are smarter than you think they are.
Right, but I don't know if it was a kid. I don't think it was a kid movie.
Well, no. What I'm saying is, like, this generation is smarter than Hollywood right. thinks it is.
And so, going, my point of this whole thing was, is that okay? So with video or board games, as it were, to movies, I don't think there's ever been a successful one. I mean, like Clue. But again, but technically,
it's more of a cult film. Than
more of
anything.
A cult film, but Battleship and all that other stuff. So,
I don't know. I'm still holding out for Tetris, baby.
I'm still holding out for Connect Four.
Oh God! I just had. Oh God! It's a gritty noir cop story in my head, and there's these two guys. One wearing a red uniform, one wearing a blue uniform. They're walking down the street, and they're having a gunshot, a shootout, and their henchmen are getting shot. And the one guy turns around and. The red guy turns around, and the blue guy's right behind him with his gun to his head and goes, I got you. Where? Diagonally. Done. Movie over.
Sounds fascinating.
You did not care at all.
That was no. fucking fascinating.
So anyways, my point was, my question was to this group, growing up, what were your favorite board games?
Oh, God. Risk.
Risk.
Stratego.
I was a big Stratego.
Love Stratego.
I love me some Stratego, though I always got my ass kicked.
I was pretty really? Good at it.
Yeah, because I didn't really understand. I might have been a little too young when I played it, because I usually played at my grandma's house when we visited, and I don't think I quite understood the concept, so I didn't necessarily have the strategery to place my bombs in the right areas or to protect my flag the best. Or my high-ranking people the best? So, yeah, it was... Because I always put, like, the flag in the corner or some shit, and then surrounded by bombs, and then surrounded by the high-ranking people, and I would just never would get destroyed.
Oh, yeah. Well, I mean, and it's not an unintelligent strategy. It's just...
No, it's not the best strategy.
Not the best strategy. Right. Best strategy is put quite a few of the high-ranking guys up front, but
he did a number
others.
Of voices for the Clerks animated series.
Yes, Michael McKean?
Yes,
yeah. Yeah, he did.
Well, like I knew like Alec Baldwin was Leonardo, but like,
right.
Also, I wish I could do episode titles the way the Clerks animated series did, like Dante and Randall and Jay and Silent Bob and a bunch of new characters and Lando take part in a whole bunch of movie parodies, or a dissension on the American justice system by people who have never been inside a courtroom, let alone know anything about law, but have seen way too many legal thrillers. Just fantastic. I love it when Kevin Smith's all over everything.
Yeah. Actually, I just started listening to one of his podcasts.
Smodcast?
No, not Smodcast. Hollywood Babylon.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah. With him and, like, Z-grade celebrity, or Z-grade comedian Ralph Garman.
Oh. I listened to Fat Man on Batman.
Yeah.
It's got a lot of good stuff on there.
He was the Joker in the new Batman Adventures back in 1998.
Really?
And he was in Batman Beyond. Dude likes Batman. Respect.
Yeah. Michael McKean?
Yeah.
Huh.
Paycheck.
Yeah.
Batman. So, anyway.
So, board games.
Batman.
He was the clown in Star Trek Voyager. Boom. That's what I was thinking of him in.
Oh, that's right.
Oh, God. Oh, I feel so much better.
Kevin was about to have an aneurysm.
I was getting super pissed off. Anyway.
Yeah, he was the clown. Favorite board games growing up?
Yeah, so I really did like Stratego. Nobody ever wanted to play it with me, though. Because I won.
Although I was a big Connect the Four guy. I did play a lot
Connect
of that.
Connect the Four, this fucking guy over here. Jesus.
That previous movie is now a Russian cop thriller.
And Battleship. I did play a lot of Battleship.
I did like Battleship.
I have beheaded you.
Did what you have the original Battleship or the electronic Battleship?
I had both. I had the original and the electronic.
We had the original, then we got... I think we got the electronic from a neighbor who didn't want it anymore.
Mm-hmm.
So That was a little bit more fun because it actually had the noises and everything else.
And then there was
story. God, what else? I know I played a ton. I just, you know, you.
Well, Monopoly, of course, was the game that
I've hated it my entire life. Yeah. Though, admittedly, I do kind of want the Final Fantasy VII edition just to have it. We have like four different Doctor Who Monopolies at our house.
You played none of them.
Crystal has played one of them.
Oh, okay.
I'm not a big fan of Monopoly. I
hate it. It's so stupid.
Boring.
Awful.
Terrible.
As surprisingly Dane Cook so perfectly put it, here's any game of Monopoly 3.5 hours in. Fuck this game.
True story.
Yeah.
I played a lot of chess and...
I didn't play chess. Nerd.
Yeah. Well, that's a game for my dad. It was either chess, Connect Four, Battleship, or we played like card games like War.
Oh, okay.
But I mean, I played your Life. I used to like Life a lot.
Oh, yeah.
Life was fun. I always liked Life.
Did you play the 90s one with all of those?
Oh, it sounds stupid.
It's the same fucking game, but it's like the... It's got all the super raised platforms.
You're a super raised platform. But yes, I have.
Yeah.
I did not.
I don't know which one you played.
What was that other one? I never played Chutes and Ladders really, but what was the other one?
Candyland.
No, the with the green, like the sliding, the green, red, blue.
Sorry, Simon? I don't know.
Sorry? Was it Sorry?
Yes, Sorry.
That was the joke I was making.
It was Sorry.
Thanks for that.
I played that one.
I was really hoping you would.
Had the popple thing in the middle.
Oh no, see, now you're in trouble.
It was trouble.
Good job, Kevin. You get a gold star.
Yay!
Whatever.
Probably spiked the shit out of the mic with that one.
Probably.
A little bit.
A little bit.
I mean, I can't actually see the ends of the wave. Just like, it goes to the top. What is happening, Kevin?
I love these salsas.
I don't know how people follow our podcast sometimes. Yeah. We jump around, so they're like, what the fuck is going on? They're talking about board games, and all of a sudden they're talking about salsa. What the fuck? Nick is mispronouncing board game names.
Oh my God, just the worst. But yeah, I mean, I like board games. I was never a card game kind of guy.
Really?
They're my kryptonite. I can't. Mm. Like, you can teach it to me one day, the next day it'll be gone from my memory forever.
Mm. Huh.
I can play blackjack and basic poker, but that's it. But any of your stupid...
Cribbage or anything like that?
Cribbage or Crazy Egyptian eight. Rat fucking...
Yeah.
Shasta McNasty, whatever that one's called. Mm. Zombie Canasta, is that what it's...
What? I have
no idea what the fuck you're talking about.
It's some game that my girlfriend's family plays.
Slapbum Waller?
Yeah, that's the one.
Okay.
It's called Shasta McNasty or Zombie Canasta.
Shasta
or...
McNasty was a television show.
On UPN, it sure was.
For like three seasons.
Didn't have like Gary Busey's kid in it or something?
Yeah,
The guy who looks like the lead singer of
Overbite Busey, yeah.
of Offspring.
Yes.
Who, by the way, has a PhD in he's like a
Dexter Holland has like a PhD in forensic sciences.
Yeah, he's brain like neurology or something.
Oh, yeah,
like that.
Sorry, yeah.
Like some crazy like super brain surgeon smart. Basically.
Yeah.
He's super smart.
He's a doctor.
Yeah.
He has a couple other...
That said, Jake Busey, not so much.
Jake Busey, not so much.
But we do get to see his butt in Starship Troopers. We see a lot of butt in Starship Troopers.
And so. Boob.
And boob.
And none of it terribly good, impressive.
No. Yeah. Flat.
Yeah. Mm. Like the one set of boobs you want to see, you don't.
You don't. You have to go see...
You have to go
wild
see
things
Wild Things,
things
for Denise Richards' boobs.
Or get
yes.
the Playboy that she was in. How did Rob not know she was...
Right?
I didn't know! I'm sorry!
I'm horrified right now.
I'm kind of am, too.
I'm not angry, Rob. I'm just disappointed.
I will cut you.
I never bought a lot of Playboys, but that was one I definitely bought.
I didn't know!
She did it, like, shortly after
I had the
her
one,
and Charlie Sheen divorced.
I had a couple of them, and they were always, like... Girls I loved as like a child when they finally
banged
out the knocker, like Tia Carrere.
Didn't get that one.
Was Tia Carrere on Playboy?
Yeah.
Oh
yeah. Yeah.
Oh,
she
yeah.
had like this Honolulu kind of thing going on. And then Christiana Loken, who was the original Buffy the Vampire Slayer.
Right.
She was in it?
No, you mean Christy McNichol.
No.
Christiana Loken is from
Christina Loken was the original Buffy.
Christina Loken was not the original Buffy.
In the movie?
Yeah, you're thinking of Christy... I don't know. Christy something. Christy Swanson?
No, I'm not thinking of Christina Loken. Who am I...
Christy Swanson.
Swanson. That's
Thank
what I was thinking
you.
Of. Christy Swanson. That's what I was
thinking. I did not know she was in Playboy.
Christina Loken was that shitty
Terminator. I think Jamie Lee Presley?
No, but the original Buffy the Vampire Slayer, I had hers. Christy Boner from Dude, Where's My Car?
Sure. Oh, hey, look at that. Good for her. A little lambing strip.
Can't believe you Thanks. Didn't know that.
Jesus. Oh my god. Bless Love your heart, Rob.
Now for Tia Carrere. This one I haven't seen either. I'm sorry.
Everybody's just listening to us look at our phones.
Right. And look at Naked Ladies. I'm okay right. with this.
Well, while you do that, I'm going to mention that we also have a little campaign going on to help fund some of our fun podcast stuffs on our Facebook page. Go on to buy some Best Threesome Ever t-shirts. They're like $15 a piece, but little shipping, plus a little shipping and handling, trying to improve the quality of our podcast, get you guys better, more fun stuff, better recordings, maybe start, I don't know, doing stuff with our podcast. Also, on our Facebook page, we're going to put a help us pick a slogan for our show, so there'll be a poll up. Probably more ways than one. Probably prior to this podcast being aired, there will be a Facebook poll thing that you can help us pick a slogan. So please go pick that and help us vote for one so we can have a slogan for our show.
All right.
What was the one I
that was super exciting.
Came up with it the rest
not what you were not what you were expecting, but you'll love it anyways.
Yeah, I think it was that one.
I like that.
Yeah.
That's good.
Yeah. I have to write that down before I forget it, because I probably forget it.
No, that's a good slogan. I like that one. All
right, anyways.
If you have something quick.
Do you have something? So anyway, Thor Dark World. Or, sorry, Thor Ragnarok.
Okay.
Right? There's been some Easter eggy things.
Yeah.
So
yeah.
Between Hulk going to be in it, because they're pushing Planet Hulk. Apparently Thor goes to go see Doctor Strange.
Yep. Mm,
perhaps.
There's possibly a photo of him holding a card with his address on it.
Yeah.
So we're thinking that he might be in it. And of course, all of my female friends are coming in their pants over Loki.
As they should.
But how do you feel about the casting of Hela?
Cate Blanchett?
Yeah.
I'm okay with it.
As his daughter?
I'm okay with it.
As Thor's daughter?
As Hela Loki's daughter.
Hela is Loki's daughter?
And
yeah.
I'm okay with it.
Well, I mean, in Norse mythos, Loki had a daughter named Hel.
Yeah.
And she commanded the underworld.
Right.
I'm okay with it. In the comics, her name is Hela for some reason.
Now
I hope when they introduce her character, they play that that No Doubt song, or Gwen Stefani song, Hella Good.
I was actually kind of hoping for Rihanna.
Oh.
Hey, look, it's Hella. Hey,
feeling
hey,
Hella Good.
Hey. Yeah, no, I know.
That makes way more sense.
Cause I know it does.
You don't have to
I don't
change.
Care.
I want Johnny Cash, Ring of Fire.
There it is.
I don't know. I'm going to wait to see, but I don't.
Are
too
you part
old.
Of the wait and see tribe?
Yes. I feel she might be too old because she's. I think she's actually older.
Also,
than...
interestingly, that joke is super not okay anymore.
I guess not.
Yeah, weird.
Anyways, Cate Blanchett too old to play the daughter.
Eh, I'm okay with it.
I mean,
wibbly wobbly timey wimey.
Wibbly wobbly timey wimey. And also, if they're immortal and they age to a certain point and then stop aging, certainly she could have been born 1,000 years ago. And
yeah.
It's just she's aged at that point. And I get that that's probably where they're going with it, but it's still jarring to see a woman who is his age, if not maybe older, playing his daughter.
Older.
I think she's older. Not by much, but.
Definitely older. Definitely older.
Dustin Hoffman.
It's perfectly okay to make fun of the mentally handicapped guy, though.
No, the only class of people it's okay to make fun of anymore and you'll never get in trouble is fat men.
It's true.
Fat men.
Kevin. Okay.
Fat men.
Okay. I love you too much.
I'm rubbing my hand. It's super weird. See, Thor Ragnarok. I think this one might finally be the Thor movie that isn't boring as shit.
Yeah, I would agree.
The other ones are okay. They're just, yeah. they're
I enjoyed the second one.
Uninteresting.
Yeah,
I enjoyed the second one more than the first one. Oh,
yeah.
Sorry, yeah.
No, same opinion.
Yeah.
And also same.
Oh, okay, cool.
And the doctor was a great
villain. I was going to say, the reason I liked it more is because the doctor gets to play the villain. I'm super excited about that. Mm-hmm. Love Chris Eccleston.
A lot of Doctor Who characters as villains in these Marvel movies. Hmm. Amy Pond, Nebula, is returning for the next Guardians movie. She was awesome. She was in the photo that they released.
Yes! You kind of assumed that she would, since she never really died.
Yeah. Autobot on them.
Yeah.
She went out Autobot. She went full Autobot. You never go full Autobot.
Don't you?
No, maybe. I don't know. Depends on what you're doing.
Yeah so this one is sounding pretty good. And I have been excited.
Speaking of Autobots, something we haven't actually talked about, but there's been plenty of news for it in the past few months. Transformers 5, The Last Night.
No.
Can this also be Transformers 5, The Last Movie?
Much like Fast and Furious, probably not, because they think they can still make money.
I really enjoyed the first one. It was,
I did too.
It was stupid and fun, and I loved every second of it. The second one, they went overboard with the campiness, the scrote, yep. The destructor guy. His balls were swinging. And
was that the second one? Or the third one?
Yeah,
that was
the second. Dark of the Moon with the hot blonde chick. That one was actually a little bit better, despite them using scenes from older Michael Bay movies to fill in the tree holes. But you know, that's whatever.
Right.
That's called making it cheaper.
Yep.
Now that I'm filming a show, I can respect that a little more.
Right.
But
stock footage.
No, it's I liked it a little bit better in the Rosie Huntington
Whiteley,
super adorable, surprisingly good actress for just being a model. And
yeah, it's too bad. Pretty fun. That was her debut.
Yeah, it is too bad that was her debut. But no, it was better than the second, I felt, but low bar. Then the fourth one, despite having Dinobots, which is what I wanted, the whole fucking time, was super boring.
Every time I've tried to watch the fourth one, I've fallen asleep.
Oh, it's so boring. I'm just like, oh, shut up, Mark. I don't care. I don't care. I don't care, Mark. But you are your funky bunch.
I'm not getting any vibrations off this one. Sorry, bud.
Yeah, they needed to stop after the third.
Though I was at the theater yesterday when I went to go see Sausage Party, and they had a poster up for Power Rangers.
New Power Rangers. Really?
Yeah, it was the guy who plays Jason. It was just his face with red light on it, and then an illuminated kind of lightning bolt going over his head.
Oh, okay.
Very Ziggy Stardusty style. At first, nice. I was looking at him like, what the fuck is this? It can't be Flash, because that's not Ezra Miller. And it says Jason, and oh my god, it's Power Rangers. Awesome.
Which is funny, because Turbo, a Power Rangers movie, was on TV the other day, and I was, or yesterday.
Oh, I'm so sorry.
Yeah.
It was on, and I was like, oh my god, this is so 1997.
Yeah, it's so bad.
Horrible.
It's such a bad.
Worst.
Like, the original, the first movie, great.
The
great campy, yeah. Great campy, awful. Ivan Ooze,
right?
If you don't love some Ivan Ooze, you're wrong.
Beautiful.
Yeah, the Turbo one was.
That was terrible.
Horrible.
Just awful.
Worst ever.
Also, I think if they're gonna do just a thought on this, if with the fact that they're doing a new Power Rangers, we're expecting cameos, right?
I'm hoping.
I would hope so.
All right. So I have an unorthodox opinion on who should get cameos in this movie.
By all means.
Bulk and Skull. That's it.
Yes.
That's
absolutely
it.
Bulk and Skull. Like, I don't even want them to recast Bulk and Skull. I want the original Bulk and Skull to play Bulk and Skull. Just
agreed.
As creepy. Like,
agreed.
Instead of like their classmates or bullies, they're just those guys who never really stopped coming to the school.
God, they would be like super old. I have to say.
Oh, yeah. Jason Narvey and Paul Schreier.
Fuck you. What are you?
Really?
I followed. Yes, I'm absolutely right, aren't I? Paul Schreier and Jason Narvey.
I have no idea. Hold on. I'm trying to find it. Dino Char. Why doesn't it give me the original?
They actually kind of look exactly the same.
Yeah, they do.
It's
that's
just
the thing.
Bulk has a beard now.
Yeah, Bulk has a beard, and Jason Narvey doesn't look.
He hasn't changed a bit, so they're perfect.
No, Jason Narvey looks at least a little prettier now.
Sadly, yeah.
I told you.
Oh, he's kind of grown into him. They actually both look a little bit better.
Oh my god, they do look exactly the same.
They should be like the teachers or something.
Agreed.
Principal and yeah.
Agreed.
Something.
my God. Anyways, also there's a there was a Kickstarter up for a Power Rangers ex-cast members movie.
Nice. All this guy has done is Power Rangers movies.
Paul Schreier? Yeah.
Oh, and Silk Stockings.
And he, what?
Silk Stockings.
Giggity.
He knows what got him his money. And yeah, he doesn't.
He also directed quite a few of the episodes in New Zealand. Jason Narvi went off and tried to do other things for a while, and that didn't work for him.
Like Masked Rider and...
Because they're not what you would like to, what you would actually call good actors. Ew, here's one of his little projects where he's blonde and ugh.
Who? What? Oh, yeah, that's awful.
Ugh.
That's good.
Don't Google that, guys. It's a trap.
Ah, it's a trap. Yeah,
googling Jason Narvi with blonde hair. Yeah, don't do it.
But no, we're getting closer to some good stuff coming out.
Yeah,
so that excites me.
Well, I mean, I think by next episode we'll have more information on Rogue One.
Oh, like the new trailer that dropped.
Yeah,
which we haven't had time to talk about.
We did talk about it.
We talked about it last.
These episodes are running together, and I'm my brain is melting.
Right,
we talked about it last time.
We did talk about it, but then also Bad Santa 2. He's going to.
Yeah, there's a trailer for that. It looks fucking terrible.
It does look terrible, and yet I still well love the alone. Original, and I will.
I love the original too.
See it.
No, thank you.
I'll probably will wait for it to come to you, like Netflix.
Oh, I have a Netflix recommendation for both of you. By the way, it's called The Get Down.
It's on my list.
Is it?
Yes.
Good.
It looks very, very good.
It is very, very good. The Get Down. Okay, so 1977, New York City in the Bronx. The city is on the verge of bankruptcy, and the story centers on this group of African American Hispanic
ragtag
teens.
Group of teenagers run wild in the streets of the Bronx in the late 1970s.
Yeah, way to read the fucking synopsis on IMDb. Thanks.
Helping out. You're welcome.
Go fuck yourself. That's what I think.
Continue.
It's directed by Baz Luhrmann, which accounts for the 90-minute first episode. Which suffered through the first 45 minutes. It gets better after that, I promise. But all I've watched so far is the first episode, and it's because it's 90 minutes long. I had to go.
Basically, it's a movie, so you got.
But it's six episodes. It's just the first one is 90 minutes long, and I just had to go, okay, I'm full. I need to. And it's Baz Luhrmann, so it's super dense and very chock full of story and thoughts, and, you know, yeah. It's just, it's not something you sit down and binge. You have to, like, watch an episode, walk away.
Ooh, Jimmy Smits is in it.
Watch. Oh, yeah. Jimmy Smits is awesome. He plays this character named Papa Fuerte, and he's amazing.
The budget for this show is $120 million.
Oh, yeah. It's kind of gross, actually.
Anyways, continue.
So, Jimmy Smits is in this. Who else? Giancarlo Esposito is in it.
Oh, wow.
Yeah, nice. Yeah. He plays a Hispanic preacher who's like Opus Dei levels of pious, like scary kinds of Christian. And and his daughter is one of the main characters, and she's trying to become a disco singer. And he's like, none of that devil music in my house. I will beat the shit out of you. No, literally, I will start beating the shit out of you in one scene. And it's kind of uncomfortable and disturbing to watch. But it's very good. It stars Jaden Smith in a role that I did not expect him to ever play, and nor did I expect to enjoy
Justice
him.
Justice Smith?
No, Jaden Smith. Jaden Smith. Will Smith's kind of douchey son.
He's a little douchey.
He's a little douchey. But that said, in this movie, in this show, very good. The rest of the actors are practically unknown. Nobody in this movie is known, but it sort of follows this fictional storyline of a kid who wants to
David Diggs is in it.
David Diggs is in it. Hang on, I'm getting to it. It's 1977, sort of the birth of hip hop. Grandmaster Flash as a character exists in this world and plays like sort of the mentor role to the two main characters, Ezekiel and Shaolin. Fantastic. I don't know if we ever get a real name for him yet, but his street name is Shaolin Fantastic.
That's his name.
Okay, it is. That's what I thought.
Played by Shameik Moore.
Yes. An excellent actor, by the way, so far. So, Grandmaster Flash plays mentor to these two kids, Ezekiel and Shaolin Fantastic, teaching them the rap game, the whole DJ game. And this is like when rap and DJing is beginning. It hasn't even really blown up outside of the Bronx yet. The whole story is told in sort of flashbacks with narration by
Grandmaster flashbacks.
Oh, yeah, right? Yeah. Ba-dum. Nice. All right, fine. You can have a handshake.
Thank you.
You're welcome. Anyways, Nas does the narration, which is really confusing because Nas is supposed to be essentially the voice of Elder Ezekiel, who on screen is played, as of right now, silently by David Diggs. Huh. Yeah, who, as we have come to find out in Hamilton, is an amazing rapper and deserves to, because all of the narration is done in rap verse.
Oh, I love it.
Yeah, but it's like specially written stuff, and it's all in rap verse, and God, I would have been okay with David Diggs being the guy doing the rap verse.
Right.
I mean, Nas, cool, good for you. You got yourself a real high name there, but at the same time, why not just cast Nas then? Instead, you cast David Diggs as Elder Ezekiel? Okay, fine.
Well, keep watching. Maybe he's going to do something outstanding.
But so far, that's my only gripe about the show. It's otherwise amazing so far. So, yes, I recommend The Get Down. Watch it. Be sure to, you know, understand that you have to spend the 90 minutes to the whole 90 minutes to watch the first episode.
I usually don't mind.
And then, but what I'm saying is, don't keep going after that. You've got to stop, walk
away.
Just
let it soak in for a bit. I get that.
Let it soak, and then go back to it. I'm probably going to go back to it tonight.
Like a Baz Luhrmann.
Yeah, and then that's the thing. It's like, it's so dense and heavy that you, it's like a very rich German chocolate cake.
Right, and I know a lot of people...
Eat one piece, but go back to another piece, like, a couple days later. Right.
He made one of my favorite Romeo and Juliet movies.
Oh, because he did the Claire Danes, Leo DiCaprio one, right?
A lot of people didn't like it, because it was too modern and whatever, but I'm like, I thought it was perfect. I thought it was a perfect adaptation
to a
modern
world. It's a very
good
adaptation.
I'm trying to remember who was bitching about it. I think it might have been Blake, who was complaining about... maybe it wasn't, though, about... He didn't like that there were guns in it, and if you're gonna,
but I thought that was
broadsword, just be a broadsword. Don't name a gun broadsword. I'm like, that was clever as balls. Shut your face.
Right.
I don't
also, Brian Dennehy is in that movie.
Yeah, he
Brian
is.
Brian Dennehy.
Yeah, he is.
Yes.
Oh, not fucking Brian Dennehy. Brian Boitano.
No, Brian Dennehy. I'm fucking with you.
You can't mention my
got
name.
A shit all over
the. So here's the updated schedule for all the nerdy movies coming up for like the next 4 years.
I'm excited.
So obviously November 4th is Doctor Strange, and I think that's all we really get for the rest of the year.
Is it?
I think so.
Star Wars.
Well, Star Rogue Wars, one. Yeah.
Right. Well, I'm specifically going comic book.
Oh, sorry. Okay.
Sorry, this is specifically comic books.
Is this the Marvel...
Marvel and DC.
Oh, okay.
So March 3rd, we get Wolverine. March 31st, we get that shitty Ghost in the Shell that I don't plan on seeing.
Yeah.
Nope.
May 5th, Guardians of the Galaxy 2.
Nice.
June 2nd, Wonder Woman.
Wonder Woman.
They need to put that song in there somewhere. They have to.
You know they will.
June 16th, Kingsman, The Golden Circle, which awesome. I fucking love the first movie so much.
I still haven't seen it.
What?
I'm sorry.
Oh my God, dude, see it. It is so good.
October 6th, it says Untitled Marvel Film by Fox. And I think that was supposed to be either Gambit or Fantastic Four 2.
Yeah.
But both of those got
scrapped.
The axe.
So
they're holding it. They're holding it. So I'm wondering if that's going to be for Deadpool.
Maybe.
But November 3rd is Thor Ragnarok, of course. November 17th, Justice League.
Interesting.
Exciting year next year.
Yeah. Then of course 2018 we have Black Panther starting off the year February 16th.
They're dropping Black Panther in February.
They are of 2018.
Interesting.
Why?
February's fuck it month.
February is Black History Month.
February is fuck it month for movies.
But February is also Black History Month, and I think that's why they wanted to do it.
Yeah, February is take out the trash day for movies.
Deadpool changed all that, I think.
I know, I agree with you, but they didn't think it was going to be successful.
And then it was.
And they're like,
so
oh,
now
fuck.
They're like, now February is the understated sleeper hit fuck you
maybe.
Month. So maybe Black Panther will officially be able to psych press.
And I get that Black Panther is a heavily African American film, and therefore is in Black History Month, and that's
it
fucking
is?
Good. Yeah. Black Panther? Oh god! Damn
Why
it.
Do you guys keep believing me today? This is becoming a great running gag. March 16th, The Flash.
Yay! I'm super more excited about it now that I've seen the Justice League trailer.
Yeah, absolutely. I was very worried about Ezra Miller, and I don't hate him as much.
Right.
March 16th, The Flash. May 4th, Avengers Infinity War Part 1.
Yeah!
July 6th, Ant-Man and the Wasp.
Yeah!
July 20th, Battle Angel. What the fuck
That's
is that?
A long time between Ant-Man.
But July 27th, Aquaman.
So 2018 is going to be the year of DC, is what I'm hearing.
Yeah, it looks like. I may have forgotten July 7th, Spider-Man Homecoming. 2017.
Oh, 2017?
July 7th is Spider-Man Homecoming.
Yes!
Which a lot of promo stuff and art things are really suggesting that the villain might be Vulture.
Yes. However, Michael Keaton was originally rumored to be Vulture. He has since dropped out.
He could still do Vulture, and I would be Michael Keaton. It'll make me sad, Vulture. But they can still do it.
It would make me super sad.
Fuck it, get Willem Dafoe.
Do it. Shave his head.
2019, March 8th, Captain Marvel. April 5th, hilariously, Shazam, formerly Captain Marvel. May 3rd, untitled Avengers film, which I assume is going to be Infinity War Part 2, but they said they were going to change.
They're changing the name. The name isn't Infinity War anymore.
1 and 2. They're doing something new with it. And then June 14th, Justice League 2.
Interesting.
Awesome.
November 1st, untitled DC Warner Brothers film.
Great.
Okay.
April 3rd, 2020, Cyborg. July 24th, untitled DC film presumed to be Green Lantern Corps.
Yeah.
Unscheduled Batman film directed by Ben Affleck. Announced but unscheduled Deadpool sequel. Gambit has been unset with no rescheduled date announced. It was originally October 7th, 2016.
Yep.
Possible production to go in late 2016. Making it a candidate for Fox's unreserved October 6th, 2017 date.
Right. I think that's still going to be Deadpool.
In Humans, Marvel has removed the film from its July 12th, 2019 release date, though the project is officially not dead. And Fantastic Four 2, several publications have reported the release date has been changed from June 2017 to TBD.
Which means...
Bum, 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 whoa.
So if they're going to do Green Lantern Corps, does that mean Ryan Reynolds won't be in it? Although I think he should make a cameo because it'd be hilarious.
I would be okay. You know what? Here's the thing. Ryan Reynolds as Hal Jordan, not a bad choice. It was everything else about that movie.
I feel he would have made a better Kyle Rayner.
Okay.
I want Ryan Reynolds in the new Green Lantern movie. Not as Green Lantern, obviously. I just want him in it somewhere. fuck it. As Deadpool. Just come in. What's up, guys? What's up? What's up? What's up?
Right.
Who the fuck is this guy? Never mind. Don't even worry about me. I'm out. And then gone. The rest of the movie. Just that.
Be a DC Marvel crossover.
So anyways. He's Deadpool. He can do whatever he wants.
Right.
Show whatever the fuck he wants. Or Green Lantern turns himself into Deadpool. Can they do that?
No.
Probably be a lot of.
They can now?
No, because it's a DC Marvel.
After all this is done, I want for 2025 the DC versus Marvel amalgamation. Universe crossover
Amalgam
movie.
Comics movies!
Yes!
Yes!
I want Hugh Jackman and Ben Affleck to fuse.
To make Batclaw?
Yeah, Darkclaw.
Darkclaw.
I want Deadpool and Green Lantern to fuse and just be Ryan Reynolds being, I don't even know where I am anymore.
Yeah. Yeah.
Awesome. Fucking amazing.
Can we have an Amalgam Comics crossover? That sounds amazing.
It'd be the best.
Oh god, I want it.
No, because none of the studios would ever get together and do that.
I want it.
Don't care if you want it. They're not going to do it.
Think of how much. Look.
Have you ever noticed how much Nick hates fun?
Right.
Right.
And I just bring a sense of reality to the topic.
Yeah. AKA hating fun.
Have you ever noticed how Kevin will shit on whoever disagrees with him at that moment by saying
At that moment?
Right now it's you, but if we're talking about Batman versus Superman, go ahead, Kevin.
Why do you hate fun?
See what I mean?
Fair enough. On that note,
I think that's it for us.
Yeah, that is totally it for us. I think we killed enough time.
You killed everyone's Thursday evening.
It's Wednesday.
It's
It'll be Thursday.
How I Met Your Mother.
Oh.
When Marshall was doing his comedy bit.
Oh. Mm-hmm. Nah,
you killed everyone's Thursday evening.
Dude. Yeah.
Yeah. So anyways, best threesome ever, episode 20, sponsored by Mind's Eye Comics.
I'm Kevin, ha-ha!
I'm Rob,
ha-ha! I'm Nick. There we go.
That's it. Dun, 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 dun.
Because I hate fun.
Views held here by the nerds of best threesome ever do not necessarily reflect the views of men everywhere.